Okay, roll call. Second Speaker Shaw, present. Congresswoman Redcorn, Congressman Hamilton,
Here.
Congressman Tillman,
Here.
Congressman Big Horse.
Here.
Thank you. There is a quorum. I've asked Congressman Big Horse to give us a prayer today.
You all will join in with me. Dear God, Heavenly Father, the memory of your Son, Jesus Christ, come to you this morning. Dear God, Heavenly Father, in a humble manner, dear God, Heavenly Father, we're thankful for what moisture you've provided us and going to provide us. And just ask that you look down upon all of our people today, dear God, Heavenly Father. Bless those that are healed, those that may be in the hospital, dear God, Heavenly Father. Bless our mourners, dear God, Heavenly Father. Bless our elders and our children. Ask all these things in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congressman. And just for your information, the team is here installing the audio and visual equipment in our chambers this week, so we're not able to be on Mixler. We are recording this meeting, and we'll get it uploaded as soon as we're complete. So I just wanted to let you know that. Next on the agenda, approval of minutes. You have the minutes of April 24th, 2023, attached to the invite.
That's good. Thank you. I mean, appreciate you.
Many have you had time to look at minutes?
To approve the minutes from April 24th.
Second.
Thank you. There is a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? No. Thank you, committee. Next on the agenda, election of a vice chair for the Congressional Affairs Committee. Chair will entertain nominations.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Congressman.
I'd like to nominate Otto Hamilton, vice chair of the Congressional Affairs Committee.
Second.
Thank you. There's a motion and a second. Any other nominations?
Seeing none, I make a motion that we accept the Otto Hamilton as vice chair of the Congressional Affairs by acclamation.
Second.
Thank you. There's a motion and a second. And any discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No. Congressman Hamilton, thank you. You will now serve as the vice chair of CA. Next on the agenda, travel requests. So this is specifically in regards to the Northern California meeting. The only request we have received. Jordan, go ahead.
Yeah, Congressman Anker was wondering if the this agenda item could be moved to the bottom of the agenda. He's coming in. He's just running a little bit late.
Sure, I don't have a problem with that. If they're, if everyone is in favor of that, I'm just going to the bottom until it gets there. Okay, very good. Next on the agenda, executive session to discuss confidential and proprietary information as well as personnel matters.
Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
Make a motion to go into executive session.
Second.
Motion and a second to go into executive session. All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, no. Brooklyn, let us know when we're ready. Ready? Yes.
Okay, it's on.
Thank you, committee. We are now out of executive session. I appreciate your time and time and discussion, attention to those matters. Next on the agenda, we're going to go back to travel requests. Congressman Maker is here, and he is the only congressperson that has submitted a travel request for the Northern California OSAGES meeting. The request is in the amount of $787. It's signed by Congressman Maker and includes airfare and per diem for the days that he will be committing to the meeting for the Northern California. Is there anything you'd like to express to the committee?
Yes, thank you, Chair. I just contacted by that group months ago, and they've asked me if I was going to attend, and I said yes. And at that time, they didn't have they didn't know for sure when their meeting was going to be held. But of course, I know now that that day is really conflicting with everything that's going on back here at home. And I know it's keeping a lot of our people from not going with him, even executive, but I know they're not going to be there, and a lot of people aren't going to get to go because of the dances that are coming up, graduation, and all kinds of stuff.
Right.
So I still felt that since I had told them I was coming, that I would go ahead and attend. But I mean, I even had reservations myself back then because of all the things that were going on, since I had already committed. Especially now, there's no one else in Florida. I think I'm going to have to probably kind of just say something to that group and let them know why that it wasn't a thing for them. I won't, scold them for scheduling it at that time, but I will say it put a little pressure on our people why they couldn't attend. And I know they're going to attend, but I think it needs to be said, Of course, I'll say it is as diplomatic as I can, keep that way when I have to. I'm very diplomatic about those kind of things, kind of settings. I do my best, but I think somebody has to go there. I think it'd be kind of disrespectful. No one would have not to not discount the great guy of the Congress to be there, but I just say to someone who's been there. I had already told my cousin, Charles Baker, who was kind of in charge of that group, and Kieran Johnson. But yeah, that's the reason. But I had committed like a couple of months ago. He called me and said, "You coming out?" I go, "God, I know that." But at that time, they didn't have to take sick.
Right.
So I didn't know it was going to be about a week before the event started. But I'm going to be staying with him, so I'm not asking for a hotel. Air travel and good deal.
I think that I'm very grateful that you're able and willing to go, because I do think that we need representation there. So this community needs, and I do support it. So the amount is $787 for your fare and 2.5 days of for convenience. So we'll need a motion from the committee to approve that.
Madam Chair.
Yes,
I'll make a motion to approve Congressman Baker's travel request to move to California.
Second.
Thank you. There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? No. Okay. Thank you, committee. Thank you, Congressman Baker. I will also tell you that Congresswoman Lemon will be attending, not on Congress's phone, but she will be there. So we will have two people.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So that's very good news. And yeah, I'll pass along the speaker's report to you.
Yeah, we could have, I'll have something to say. Yeah. This my legal deal.
Yeah. Okay, very good. Well, thank you for going. Committee, it looks like we're at the end of our agenda. We need a motion to adjourn.
Before that, I move.
Yes, sir.
We got another.
We're going to authorize the second speaker to extend offer to Gordon Davis for the assistant clerk of Congress.
Second.
Thank you. Thank you for remembering that. Motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? No. Okay, great. We are now at adjournment.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and second to adjourn. All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? No. Committee, thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate you and have a great rest of the day.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you for, shoot, I was just going to end that meeting.
It's been a good meeting. I'm glad I came.